Hello everyone. I would like to share with you a little realization I had this morning at yoga. Going to yoga is something I used to do for many years until I basically my whole 20s. I went to the yoga studio on a regular basis almost every day. And then I also started teaching until I couldn't teach anymore because I had so much back pain that I could not twist or bend forward, backwards, and sometimes even walk. So I was looking like an old person walking in the street, half bent forward. It's not funny actually, but now of course I can laugh about it because it does not happen anymore, touch wood. And I believe I was already talking about it a little bit on another podcast, on another solo episode I did. And without going too much into details about how it felt, although one day I will do that because it's maybe interesting for the people who are going through this right now. I hear you, I feel you. If you are going through physical pain, and this might help you as well, what I'm going to share in a second. So I started going back to yoga in the spring this year, and some days it's easy. Some days my body feels really good, and then the flow is super easy. And some days, like today, it's rather hard. And then I feel all the aches and pains, left shoulder, right hip, left ankle, all the tightness. And I feel like, oh my God, like practicing yoga in your 30s is so different than in your 20s, because in your 20s, you're young. This is what I was thinking. And I mean, yes, it's true, you're young in your 30s, but you're also still young in, sorry, you're young in your 20s, but you're still young in your 30s. And I thought, because I've had this difference of, in a matter of days, sometimes one day I feel, at the beginning of the week, I might feel super good, and then at the end of the week, my body feels so tight that the practice is so hard. And so I was like, oh, it's actually not the 30s the problem, or the body aging. Sure, it is aging as well, but what if the problem or the reason why you feel your body more and you feel aches and pain more later in life, what if it's because of your thoughts, of all the experiences and resistance of life that you have on an emotional level and on a mind level that reflects in your body? Because why would some people have a, of course we all have different kind of bones and muscles, but some people are very flexible and some people are not. I was never super flexible, but in my 20s, my body was not hurting, and now it is. And I feel that it's because slowly I started to, in my early 20s, I was exploring the world, just living my life. And slowly I was like, okay, 25, okay, I need to do this and this at 25. I was, for example, seeing my friends buying apartments, and I thought, okay, that's what people do at 25. Even though I knew I didn't want to do that, I still wanted to travel and explore. And slowly I started to tell myself, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to fit in a little bit more, just a little bit, because I cannot do it entirely, but a little bit more. And all those minds, ideas, all those ideas that come from the outside, basically. What if those, and I'm not blaming anyone, but what if this is actually having an impact on the body and not the age? It's just those thoughts, those disconditioning. So this was this morning at during yoga, while I was feeling my left shoulder and my right hip and the tightness in the hamstrings and all of this good stuff, and realizing some days it's okay and I know exactly what the problem is today. I know exactly what is happening emotionally. So it's a constant dance of, okay, feeling, releasing, integrating, letting go, because that was the theme of the class this morning. It's fall, and the theme of fall is letting go, like the leaves of the trees. And the teacher, Nicole, who was on the podcast before also, had read a beautiful poem about letting go. And she said in class, as if she was reading my thoughts, the body is a great, I don't remember if she said tool, but I will say tool, to show you what is happening. It's a great indicator for what is happening. It tells you if we listen. So today I invite you to listen to your body and notice what it wants to tell you. What does aches and pains, or maybe you have a cold, or you just feel tired, or you have some emotions in your throat or in other chakras, energy centers. What is it trying to tell you? We can take a moment right now to feel that, or to maybe see that or hear something. What is it showing you? What does it want you to know? So you can let go of something that is not serving you anymore. And if you want to deepen that kind of work, I'd be happy to hold the space for you to do this in a coaching session, for example. And if you have questions, let me know. In the meantime, have a great day. Thank you for listening.